Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Planning to upgrade a property and you were thinking about putting in one Nest, which is the smart thermostat, and a door lock, you're already spending $500. It saves some money. So think about ROI.
Best Ever listeners, I'm so excited to share today's sponsor with you. It's Eastern Union Funding and Arbor Realty Trust. If you're in the multifamily space, you likely recognize these names, but have you used them? I'm guessing if you haven't, then you probably know someone who has. I can tell you personally, we have used Mark Belsky. He is a point person at Eastern Union Funding as a partner with us, and he has helped us secure debt for actually a deal we closed on this month. And we've worked with him. In addition, my clients, my program, my consulting program have worked with him to successfully close on deals. When we were starting out, Ashcroft was starting out, we had somewhat of a track record, but we weren't fully as established with our investor network. I went to him and we secured some equity, $500,000 in equity to fund one of our deals. While he works with more institutional partners, you know, he's brought $200 million in equity over the last 12 months. He was able to help us out there and we've built a relationship with him and Eastern Union Funding ever since. So if you need equity for your deal and you have a track record, then he's your point person. His number is 212-897-9875. If you need debt, then he partners up with Arbor on a lot of transactions. So if you're a multifamily borrower who wants agency or bridge debt, then that's the team to work with. We have worked with their team, both Eastern Union and Arbor, on deals. And people who have purchased our deals, purchased deals from us, have used Arbor, as well as my clients in my consulting program, they've used it. So this is a recommendation that comes from firsthand experience. And the last thing I'll say about working with Mark Belsky at Eastern Union is that if you need a loan guarantor, but don't have that track record quite yet, then Mark can look at what you've, the deal you've got, and assuming it checks out, he can make introductions to people he knows as potential loan guarantors for your deal. So debt, equity, and potentially loan guarantors. All you need, well, you need to find a deal, obviously. But besides that, you know, the other main components of the deal they can help you out with. So talk to Mark Belsky. His email is mbelsky@easterneq.com and his phone number 212-897-9875. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. With us today, Ashutosh Saxena. How you doing, Ashutosh?
Doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great and nice to have you on the show. A little bit more about Ashutosh. He is a co-founder and CEO of a high-tech startup called Casper.ai. Casper is the leading AI-integrated smart home setup based in San Francisco, California. With that being said, Ashutosh, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
So I came from a computing background where I did my PhD in artificial intelligence, area of computer science where you can teach computer to do things. And I started this home automation company because real estate and smart homes is the next big thing. We started Casper a couple of years back and we partner with real estate developers and are in this home business to make home much smart, intelligent homes, and also get a return on investment in multifamily business.
Well, I love to hear good returns on investments in multifamily business. How is it that we can make money as multifamily investors by incorporating the smart home setup?
So basic business in any real estate is CapEx, which is you invest some money into the property. Uh-huh. Land purchase and amenities, making gym, carpet, and making choices about light fixtures and so on and so forth. And then long-term return that keeps on coming on a monthly or an yearly basis. So now if you think of it that way, every decision that you make in a home, like for example, whether should I choose this door lock or the other one, whether I should choose this lighting fixture or such a countertop or a more expensive one, is driven by return on investment. It turns out that these days, some of these IoT devices or smart home functionalities are becoming a key ROI-driven amenity that one should really seriously think about. Just to give an example, for door locks and smart thermostats and smart speakers, attract the residents towards these homes, reduces the operations cost, and increases the amenity value that you can get, which means that you can get a higher rent per month from smart properties.
Got it. So by having a smart home, your stance is that you can then command higher rent because people will pay a premium for a smart home.
Correct. Just to give an example, one of our first properties is called Annadel. It's in Santa Rosa, next to Sonoma Valley and that area. And that property is on an average making approximately $80 per month on top of the basic rent because of it being a smart property.
Got it. And how did they determine that that was the premium they're getting for it being a smart property?
So Casper, we have features in three categories. One is awareness about the house, which is roughly the feeling of safety, security, what is happening at your door, what is happening at your house. And for certain residents, that's a huge value add because everyone wants to feel safe and secure and wants to know what is happening in the house. Some people may have pets, and our system, Casper, allows you to interact with your pets and tell you what they are doing when you are away. Then there is a certain value in saving energy. There's a certain value in convenience, which is you can just talk to the house and say, Casper, I am watching a movie, and the motorized roller shades and curtains close up, lights dim down, and if you walk away, then other things happen. The lighting is fully automated. So we determined and did some experiments, and the average value we get out is roughly $80 per month per apartment on this property as an additional income from the residents.
Okay, so you said there are three things you look at. One is awareness of what's happening at the house. I missed the other two. I was writing them down, but what's number two and number three?
So the first one was awareness of what's happening in the house.
Uh-huh.
The number two is convenience category.
Yep, okay.
Convenience includes being able to talk to the house, lights and climate being controlled automatically, and shades and music playing throughout the house. Third one is energy saving and operations cost saving.
Got it. Okay. And the energy savings, are you factoring that into the premium, or is it really number one and number two that's driving the rent premium?
So number one and number two is driving the rent premium for the residents. But the third one, which is energy saving, helps in the sales because the residents see it in this way that, oh, by having this system, I'm going to save some money anyway. I'm paying for convenience and awareness features.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk features. What features are most popular with residents that you have come across based on your research?
So I think the biggest fun feature that attracts the new prospective residents to the property and helps in increasing the occupancy rate as a result, this voice-controlled roller shades or voice-controlled curtains. So we have a fairly economical system where customers just walk in without doing any setting. On the first day itself, they can say, "Casper, open curtains." And it feels like magic, the curtains open up. And then that impact is like the people get hooked on to it. And over time, the house learns your preferences and you don't even need to say it. It starts doing things automatically in the living room. So that's one primary feature that drives engagement. And it starts, mm-hmm. With voice controlled roller shades.
That's cool. So voice controlled curtains, and then it eventually learns your preferences and maybe your schedule.
And starts controlling lighting and climate together with it also.
Okay, got it. So these are voice-controlled curtains and lighting and climate. Those are functional things that are taking place. Where does your company fit in this piece of the puzzle? Because some of this, I think, can be done through like Alexa or no, there she goes. She's talking to me. Right when I said it, my smart speaker pinged something. I should turn her off during interviews. But where does your company live compared to other voice-controlled things?
So voice-controlled thing is a pure command thing. And usually there are 50 to 70 things per day that happen in a house. Lights turn on and off, temperature changes, shades open, close, music plays or moves around. So voice control, from our metrics and data, it's just 8% of things that people do. So only 5 or 6 times people talk to the house and say, open curtains or turn on lighting. Other times it needs to happen automatically. Every morning, like if you have to say open curtain to the system, it's annoying. The system, yes, or the AI system should automatically learn that this is person number one. He likes to wake up to natural lighting in the morning. Mm-hmm. But person number two does not like natural lighting. They are better off with music, and it makes those choices automatically.
Cool. I love it. What's the investment?
So investment, the deal we are giving to certain developers, and we have some developers already that we work with, like Katera, it's one of the real estate company, Wolf Company, and Waypoint. It roughly costs, depending on the choices made, around $1,200 to $1,500, roughly $1,500 of incremental cost on the hardware, which includes motorized roller shades throughout the house, intelligent door lock, speakers throughout the house, smart lighting, climate, music throughout the house, and voice control throughout the house. So all these things just cost $1,500, which is roughly 1 month of rent on a median property.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, you have a larger business plan than that, than $1,500 in installation, right? Is there an ongoing subscription or something that is paid on a regular basis, or is that just a one and done cost and then that's it?
So there was a Wall Street Journal article, and there are many studies that the main business in this space is a service business, because we are not making any profit on hardware. So $1,500 is we are making zero profit. In fact, if you go on the open market and buy these things on retail, like colored bulbs and all the devices I mentioned, is going to cost more than $5,000. So we actually are having a discounted deal for $1,500.
Yep.
What we resolve is stand behind our product for the multifamily owners and make it work so they don't have to worry about it. So next time some device gets unpaired, some problem happens, we do all the programming, we take up the customer call, and as a result, our revenue for Casper comes on a monthly basis for several years after the property is installed with these devices.
Okay, so you do the troubleshooting.
troubleshooting, programming, AI, artificial intelligence software, and so on, in order to make monthly revenue from the customers, residents.
Okay, so is it typical for you to build the resident directly?
So we have two products. One is called Casper Standard, that is included in the rent as an amenity code, and developer usually makes 50 or some amount of dollars as an additional rent because of it. And we get a part of it from the developer on an ongoing basis. So it works out for both them and us. Then we have upsell products to residents directly. Just like you buy internet as a service, but you can upgrade it to HD internet and 4K video and high-speed things and so on and so forth. We have these upgrades. So for that, we integrate with the billing service providers like Yardi, where the utility bills go. It's a very seamless process. For the owner of the property or the manager of the property, they also get additional revenue share from us. So it's a win-win situation for everyone.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like you're offering the resident something extra. If they take you up on it, great. You make a little bit every month as a result of it that you wouldn't have otherwise. If they don't, well, that's fine too, because you're not having to put out any costs.
Right.
What is that cost, though, for the resident if there is an upsell?
So usually the features are categorized into these different tiers. So especially, for example, they have pets. If they buy and go online, set up the camera and some pet feature, they have to spend hundreds of dollars and do all this, versus they just opt in for this pet feature. And now they have a pet that they can get video clips of, which they can share on Instagram and so on. So that feature, I think, is priced around $25 per month. We partner with the real estate owner of the property and manager to do the final pricing. So these are just ballparks. And residents are happy paying it because they really, people love their pets. And they would like to see if they ate and they have some funny video on the sofa. So that's an example of a feature that goes as an add-on.
There's, I think my wife has something called Piper to watch our dog whenever we're not here, because, well, that's a long story, but our dog's like a kid to my wife especially. Sounds like that was just a video. What component of what you just described is AI?
So one problem with standalone systems is that someone still has to buy and set up the camera, right? The interesting part is our system is throughout the house. So using the standard system, it knows where the pets are. So what we found is there are these funny things or important things that our AI worries about. For example, did the pet eat their food? So usually there is a dispenser of the food and we have some partners. And that event is then told to the resident that your pet ate their food. Then they can have a funny clip trigger. So when the pet is on the sofa doing some jumping motions or doing some weird things, then those clips are recorded. The difference is that you don't have to watch your pet all the time. I mean, you may be busy doing something else somewhere else, but you are getting these intelligent video clips and funny noises that the pets make.
Got it.
Informative things. So that's the value add over just a video camera.
Got it. Okay. Makes sense. When I asked you the price for the residents, if they were upsold, you mentioned the pets, intelligent video clips, $20-$25 a month. Are there any other things like that?
Yeah. So then there is this package about basically like this. Then the packages may be kind of priced differently. For example, there is a music integration, which comes with our premium package together with many other things. So usually you can always have a speaker and try to connect it with Bluetooth or buy an Alexa. So that works, and that's something that we do anyway. The nice thing is that imagine buying a car and adding a speaker yourself to it. The acoustics are not that great, right?
Right.
But if you buy a car which has a nice Bose or some expensive speaker system, it sounds really nice because the car is designed with the speaker. So because the house comes with the speaker, so all you need to do is to say Casper play music, and Casper automatically learns that, oh, this person is now having breakfast and last time he listened to this kind of music versus he's relaxing on the sofa and he likes different kind of playlist. So there is this playlist preference that is set up. Another example is follow me music. So person gets up, goes around from living room to the bathroom and the music follows him without waking up the person sleeping in the bedroom. This is like another common feature that people love, and it's priced in single-digit dollars per month, this kind of functionality. Let me take another feature, for example.
Would you say it in dollars per month? I missed that.
Single-digit dollars.
Single digits. Really?
Yeah. So
like $5?
Something like that. I think it's between $5 to $10 or something.
Okay.
Because it is bundled with other features.
Right. Okay. Got it. It's an add-on to another package that they'd have to have.
Yeah. So there's this whole convenience or premium package that comes with music, and it includes like speakers throughout the house and voice control and so on. So it's bundled with that group. So other things in the group are basically these smart alerts. So you can say things like, oh, remind me about something. And it remembers that you were in the kitchen setting up this alarm. But if you go and fall asleep in the bedroom while your turkey is cooking and now it's 2 hours, it will wake you up properly even if you are away from the stove. So in that sense, it's a safety system, but also an intelligent system that knows that you walked away from this place and you still should be reminded because something is cooking in the kitchen area. So those are like alarms and reminders package, but it's a much expanded version of the typical alarm that you would set on your phone or on your stove.
And the resident, if they are going to do the upsell or they're being billed directly by you, do they need to have their $1,500 installment package in place in order to have the services? Or do you add on the other stuff?
Resident, actually, the first month is free. They don't pay anything. Then they're only paying the monthly basis. There's no upfront charge. So it's pay as you go for residents.
Got it. So a resident who loves their pet and wants to see their pet jumping on the couch in funny ways could pay $20 a month, have the first month free, and then pay $20 a month after that. And they would have all the equipment installed, and then they could cancel the month after that, and there'd be no obligation?
There's no obligation. I think you obviously get a discount if you sign up for a year, but otherwise there is no obligation on a monthly payment plan.
Wow. How is that a sustainable model for you to have all that stuff installed? And
so if let's talk about economics and investment. So this is an interesting question. So let us say the total investment on the property to do all these things, right? Like motorized roller shades, full voice control, full music, door lock, and so on and so forth, colored lighting, scenes, music, camera, microphone, speaker, and so on, and thermostat is $1,500, right? Now, imagine maximum we are able to get $80 per month, which is our average. So money actually comes back in precisely 1 year, basically 1.5 years, right? Because $80 of monthly fee, in 1.5 years, you get your money back. But the property investment that one needs to think about in multifamily is not 1.5 years on the first year. One should think about 10 years. Property lasts for 40 years, actually. And this $1,500 is including some serious level of infrastructure upgrade at a very cheap price. After that, it's all profit. So that's how it works. After 1.5 years, it is profit. So this $1,500 can be looked upon as an amortized investment. Just like, for example, you put a carpet in the property.
I get that. No, I understand from the apartment owner standpoint. I was asking about your company where you go in and install all this stuff into an apartment owner who wants to pay you $20 a month. After you install the stuff, then they say, no, thank you. I don't want to do this anymore. And now you've installed all this stuff and you've gotten $20.
Oh, so when we work with a property, we don't go into an individual apartment and install one apartment. We either do the whole property or we don't take up the deal usually.
There we go. That's what I was wondering. Okay. That makes more sense.
And then we have an assumption that X percent of residents will sign up for the basic version and Delta percent will sign up for the medium one. And some people will sign up for the premium one.
Okay, cool. So when you work with an owner, you say you've got 100 units, we're going to install at $1,500 a pop this package in the hardware in all 100 units, and then you're going to offer it up to your residents, and depending on what they end up selecting, nothing, medium, low, high package, and the profit share is X, then that's going to be how much you can expect to receive on a monthly basis.
Right. And the net operating income that we target for the owners is between 25 to 33% on their initial investment per year amortized.
Oh, cool. So pay itself back in 3 years, and then after that, it's got a lot better returns.
Right, right. Or equivalently, you put in $100 and then you are making $25 to $33 every year on it, which is like a cash cow.
Cool. On average, how much is the small, the medium, and the large package cost to the consumer?
So obviously, every property makes certain differences, but let's talk about a median package. So this is the add-on packages, right? The standard package is already included as an amenity code, which is basic functionality. So typically, the premium package is another $40 per month or something, which includes all these convenience things and all that that I mentioned, the music and light automation and curtain automation and so on and so forth, which is roughly the price of a dinner for a couple per month.
Right.
Now, some places it's 30, some places it's 50. It varies on geography.
Got it. So on average, about $40 as an add-on to the basic package, because you have to have the basic package since it was installed in your apartment, because if you're there, if your company is there, then all of the apartments in that community have that package, right?
Yeah, and base package is free for residents. It's, basically, it is included in the rent.
Cool. Well, yeah,
it's not free. It's not free.
There's the owner's paying for it if he or she's not passing it along to the residents.
Right, but from owner's point of view, actually, the amount they are paying us from that included package is already saving them money. So it turns out that just to deal with door locks, and they're already thinking about smart thermostats and certain operation cost savings, it sort of pays for itself from the included part of the package.
Yeah, if they were going to put speakers, lighting, climate, and music.
What happens is, on an average, I looked at the spreadsheets for several properties across the country, and it's like about $3 to $4 per month per apartment is wasted, because some contractor goes into a vacant apartment and leaves the thermostat on and forgets about it, and bill comes to the property from PG&E.
Right, right.
And even a window is open. So if a resident is dealing with it, he's probably remembers and closes the window. Now, either you educate the leasing office people, which is costly, or you pay the PG&E bill. And our system is smart enough to put an alert or even turn off the thermostat if the property is vacant.
Based on your experience, what's your best advice ever for real estate investors?
I think multifamily is a very important area. That is general. I'm not an expert in that area. But this smart home stuff has this network effect. If you are planning to upgrade a property and you were thinking about putting in one Nest, and which is the smart thermostat, and a door lock, you're already spending $500. And it saves some money. So think about ROI, not about upfront capital costs when you're thinking about smart apartment upgrades.
We're going to do a lightning round. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yep.
All right, first quick word from our best ever partners. Do you need debt for your deal, equity for your deal, or maybe a loan guarantor to help you get qualified for the financing? Talk to Mark Belsky. His number is 212-897-9875. That's 212-897-9875. His email is mbelsky@easterneq.com. Need more investors for your fund, sales for your books, or courses? Whether you're seeking investors or content sales, Luo Media Group is a digital marketing expert that can help make your marketing make money. Get a free consult at luomediagroup.com/best ever. Best ever challenge you've had to overcome when creating this company?
I think that there's a lot of variation in the smart home devices. So switches, bulbs, and they don't work together very well. So from a software angle, we have to write this AI software to make it all work as a system. So any resident who is not a tech savvy person can still use it.
Best ever way you like to give back?
I think energy saving, and one thing we are doing is we are building property for seniors to make them live longer in the property. So that's what I think is sort of giving back to the community.
And how can the best ever listeners learn more about your company and what you got going on?
I think we have a website, join our Facebook and Instagram channels, and we are coming out of stealth. More things will be upcoming.
And your website is caspar.ai, is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you so much for educating me on what you're doing and also educating me more on the possibilities for incremental revenue by incorporating smart apartments and homes and how that can benefit the resident and then also the owner and make it a more convenient living experience, among other things. So thanks again for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Need more investors for your fund, sales for your books or courses? Whether you're seeking investors or content sales, Luo Media Group is the digital marketing expert that can help make your marketing make money. Get a free consult at luomediagroup.com/best ever.